With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It is a lot of money. California Governor Gavin Newsom asking Congress to approve $40 billion in aid to help the L.A. area recover from the wildfires. He says the money would be used for families and businesses to rebuild. Consumer confidence down this month as President Trump hopes to boost the economy.
Fighting inflation was a key factor in Donald Trump's election victory, but early polling shows concern among Americans that the administration isn't focused enough on lowering prices. And a new report from the University of Michigan shows consumer confidence fell nearly 10% in February. The drop suggests the public is worried about the impact of the president's threatened tariffs on imported goods. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Tennessee's Republican-dominant statehouse on track to become the latest state to adopt immigration enforcement policies.
In just 3 days, Tennessee lawmakers fast-tracked GOP Governor Bill Lee's $5.5 million proposal to create a new state immigration division and allocate funding for new training grants for local law enforcement agencies seeking immigration agreements to cooperate with federal authorities. The proposal awaits final votes amid expected passage. Among other steps, the proposal would also require a different temporary driver's license for lawful permanent residents, noting that they aren't U.S. citizens. Republicans have argued that that would help officials determine someone's voting eligibility. Bernie Bennett reporting.
High-level talks this week in Washington. President Trump will be meeting with two key allies. Both French President Macron and British Prime Minister Starmer will visit the White House. Meetings come at a time of heightened tensions. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu holding firm. He says the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners delayed until the release of the hostages can be assured. This is SRN News. A leading U.S. atheist group is reaching out.
Not content to simply try and erase Christianity from the public square in this country, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is funding an atheist billboard in Ghana. The sign reads, quote, "Don't believe in God, you are not alone," and it stands near a roadway in the city of Accra. The foundation claims it's the first ever atheist billboard in Africa. Experts don't expect the sign to change a lot of minds in Ghana, where 73% of the population is Christian and the rest Muslim. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has blocked an Ohio law that would have required the bodies of aborted babies to be cremated or buried. The decision by the judge comes in a case brought by a group of abortion clinics and the ACLU. The judge found the 2020 law violates a 2023 amendment that enshrined abortion in the Ohio Constitution. This is SRN News. Listeria outbreak because of shakes, in many cases affecting the elderly. Correspondent Julie Walker has the story.
Cartons of frozen shakes sold to nursing homes and other institutions are being recalled after an outbreak of listeria linked to the products. The FDA says the supplemental shakes are labeled under the brands Lions Ready Care and Cisco Imperial and sold to institutional customers, including hospitals and long-term care facilities. The CDC says listeria cases linked to the products date to 2018, but investigators have been previously unable to identify the source. Some 38 people have been infected with listeria, including 11 who died. The FDA's investigation is still underway. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at srnnews.com.